Well, as we look what's happening, Arlen, market-wise today, I wish we could just blame everything on the frigid cold temperatures, because I think everybody would agree with it. But unfortunately, it seems like we'll just have to deal with the USDA reports of yesterday being kind of the fire under the tray that we're seeing.
Well, I'm certainly ready for spring, and I think a lot of traders are too. But we do have this bitter cold to deal with, which is increasing feed consumption. We've got some good numbers out of the Department of Energy this morning showing ethanol production strong. In fact, corn usage for ethanol last week was estimated at 99.1 million bushels, which is at a 23-month high. So the market is working. These cheap prices are building a solid demand base. And so we're quickly past the sell-off that we saw post the report on Tuesday, and really going back to the seasonal strength that we tend to see into the holiday period at this time of year.
Now, looking at those numbers from yesterday, and now that you've had time to digest, any surprises for the trader? Was it as you expected it should be?
Oh, I think that probably the biggest surprise is on the wheat side when the USDA's world stocks came in much bigger than what the trade expected. They were slightly over what my estimate was. I know that there were some analysts who did not get the chance to resubmit their estimates after the Stats Canada report, but I think most did, and the Stats Canada report really gave us the forewarning of that increase in world stock, so it should have been pretty much expected. But yet, when the numbers came in much higher than what the published pre-report estimates were, that really triggered the computer selling and sent the market into a tailspin. We're recovering from that somewhat now, but the chart damage has been done. When you look at the corn and soybeans, really not surprised at anything there. There were some traders surprised that Brazil didn't see its production estimate increased. I really wasn't, because that's typically USDA is very conservative on making those changes in December, this early in the growing season. When you look at the increases in exports and for ethanol use for corn, it matched what my estimates were, although I'm 100 million bushels less than USDA on feed usage.
And, of course, looming in the background is South America and the talk of maybe China doing some cancellations because the harvest will be coming out of the fields.
Well, the talk, that's really the direction the trade has been leaning, is Chinese cancellations. But China has been actively buying soybeans and also taken aggressive shipment on corn as well. And when you look at China, it's really impressive the way the numbers stack up, as we're seeing crush margins for soybeans right now at five-year highs in China. Stocks at the ports are at three-year lows. They really need the soybeans. They took in shipments of a little over 220 million bushels in November, and they're expected to import similar totals in December and January. They're very hungry for protein right now. They're setting new records in shipments of DDGs as well, trying to absorb that protein. I think the real question is going to be whether that demand is sustained after its holiday period in mid-January. If we continue to see the strong crush margins then, I think that's pretty bullish for soybeans longer term. I think China is also pre-buying a lot of soybeans, just trying to avoid the risk of a port congestion in Brazil again, like they saw last year. If the ports do flow better in Brazil this year, we'll probably see a lot of current purchases shifted to Brazil, but otherwise it could run us dry of supplies.